everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 86. Is it worth the wait?
Probably.
Or probably not. I don't know.
I think sometimes when it comes to Disney, very few things are not worth the wait.
Well, I mean, just waiting for the trip alone is worth it. That's exciting, even when you're home. But
there's definitely things that are not worth the wait, yes. But today we're going to talk about attractions.
Yeah. Are we just at Disney World or are we open? We didn't really set parameters here before we got started.
You know what the beauty of having your own show is? You can do whatever you want.
You can make up your own rules.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want as you go along, and that's okay.
I mean, 86 episodes, I feel like, you know, we just...
We can do whatever we want.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't care. I was probably thinking just Disney World because it's hard for me to think about multiple coasts at once. Seems so big.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
So we are imitating a episode that you guys did on Escape to the Magic. So if you want other people's opinions on is it worth the wait, then check that one out. But we got our own.
Well, that was a long time ago, and there's a lot of things that have changed now. There's new attractions. The way the parks are run and done are different. So, you know, it's not the same episode.
Oh, no, no.
Just
no.
Conceptually. Well, and actually, I've never listened to that episode, so I don't remember how we did it anyways.
And you guys just make up your own rules over there too, right? So
yes, that is the privilege of having your own show.
That's right. So actually, before we get too much into this episode, if you ever do want to book a trip to Disney, I help people plan and I can book things or just give advice. So been doing that for a little while now. Can you believe that? It's been a year and a half, I guess almost two. We're coming on 2 years that I've been able to do that. So
it doesn't seem like that long, but that's just because we talk about it so often, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know if you saw in my office, but I have a collage of all the clients that I've helped with trips, and it's starting to add up. It's pretty exciting to see my clients, you know, at the parks excited. Or some of my collage is texts from people like, I'm so happy you helped. I couldn't have done this, you know, on my own. And so,
yeah, super, super valuable to have someone who's been there, done that, knows how it works, can take some of the laboring ore off of your plate and help you get there and get it done. So good work.
Yeah. I'm patting myself on my back right now. Can y'all hear that? Probably not. No. Anyway, it's been fun. The other thing before we play our game here is that I did recently go to Disney World, so in Florida. So I, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, do these people even go to the park? Do they know what they're talking about? The answer is yes. I don't know if we know what we're talking about, but yes, we do go to the parks.
Oh, I think I know what I'm talking about. Every once in a while, my fact checker on the other side of the room tells me I was wrong about something, but I think I know what I'm talking about.
The fact checker in your head helps sometimes too, I think.
Not in the moment.
Okay. You didn't pay him enough with our podcast funds to check all your stuff.
What fun? There's funds?
That's right.
Have you been holding back on me?
86 episodes and he found out. So let me just tell our listeners something about you.
Oh.
Something really important. Randy does not like to wait. Is that a true statement? I'm not embellishing things, right?
It's not one of my better qualities, waiting.
Do you think Americans in general like waiting?
I don't know that there's anybody who likes to wait, but there are some people who do it with more grace than others.
Okay, I think that's a good way to say it.
I neither like it nor usually am terribly graceful about it. I've learned to be a little bit better with some things. And this goes back to one of my soapbox items, right?
Yeah.
Get on the soapbox. It's about managing your expectations. I find that I am more graceful at waiting when I knew I was going to have to versus when I didn't think I was going to have to, and then I find out that I do.
Right.
So it's like when I get to the parks and I know it's probably going to be pretty busy, and I just assume, frankly, every time it's going to be busy now. Yeah. I don't check crowd calendars. That's a pretty I don't good even assumption. Listen to crowd calendars. It's like political polling. Don't believe it, right? Yeah. Don't believe the crowd calendars. Just expect that it's going to be busy, because the best thing that happens is you're surprised when it's not. And the worst thing that happens is it was exactly what you expected. But the good news is you had expected it. And so you find out that you're able to do it pretty well. You contrast that with you're running late to the movies and you get stuck in some traffic trying to get there. And you're going to be really, really impatient on the road because you weren't expecting that.
Right.
You know, so I think that has a lot to do with it. And I just bring that back to you. I don't really think anyone likes waiting, but there's some people that are more adapted to doing it and have a little bit more patience, or they've planned better, or they've set their expectations at the right level. And if you're able to do that really well, you find that you can bear it better. But if you struggle like I do at times.
What would you tell our listeners about my ability to wait, or my... What is any sort of statement you want to make there?
Well, I think there's some things you're not very good at waiting for either.
Okay.
if you get it in your mind that you want to go on a trip, that'll become all consuming.
You know, I'm really good at focusing on things.
And then next thing you know, your 1-day trip becomes a 3-day trip, and your, you know, 2-person trip becomes a 10-person trip, and, you know, you think bigger, right? And so I think, you know... But overall, I think you do okay.
Okay. I'm in a marriage here. How do I answer this question?
you don't have the same waiting deficiencies that I do. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. I think just in general, not necessarily me, but anywhere, it's the idea that we've come so far with technology and the ability to make things efficient that we don't have as much patience when things seem to not be running as smoothly as maybe our potential is. Mm. And so I think that's my observation with going to the parks over these last, you know, however long we've been going. And so I feel like Disney has capitalized on the impatient American. I mean, I guess I was just there. There were so many people with speaking so many different languages. It is an international destination. Absolutely. Everyone loves to come there. So it's not necessarily just Americans, but I just think in general, people are like, okay, is there a way to pay for my time, right? Like to pay to eliminate time. And so the Lightning Lanes, and that's not what this episode's about, is Lightning Lanes, but they have capitalized on the fact that, hey, we can make money to help people avoid something uncomfortable like waiting, right? I think that is a skill to learn, to be uncomfortable. And most people do not want to be uncomfortable on their vacation, right? That's probably a good statement, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I think people love maximizing their time.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to admit that regardless of how long your vacation at a Disney resort or park is going to be, your time is limited. You're not going to be there forever, right? You know, there is a start and there is a stop to your vacation window or your trip window or whatever it's going to be. And so you want to maximize the amount of time that you have to do the things that you like to do.
Yeah.
For some people, they want to maximize their time at the pool, or they want to maximize their time in their room. Believe it or not, there's some people that just like to stay in their room, okay?
We've traveled with those.
My grandparents were those people. Well, my grandfather, not my grandma, she liked to go out, but you know, they'd go to Hawaii and he would be okay just to be in his room.
Yeah.
So there's some people that are like that. There's other people like me who want to maximize their time in the park. And then when I'm in the park, I want to maximize my time on thrill attractions.
Yeah.
Everything else to me while I'm at the park is secondary. Eating is secondary. Shopping is secondary. Looking, watching, observing, that's all secondary. I want to be on a thrill attraction. Like that's my Energizer bunny juice, okay? But not everyone's like that. Some people actually want to maximize their time in the park by being with other folks or taking pictures or looking at stuff. So everyone's got their own flavor.
Hello.
Some people, I don't know who, They do like to take their time to try the snacks.
Is it the fact checker in this room? I just went on a trip with two
other
people.
The rules were we weren't going to check the facts against each other.
I went on a trip with two other people, and these are friends, and I gave them the warning that, hey, at some point we're all going to have a meltdown. It just happens, right? Just expect it. And I will say that we were all very good about stopping and having snacks and enjoying the time. And as far as I'm concerned, I think they share this perspective. None of the three of us ever had a meltdown on this trip. So, you know, maybe you should.
You had a pretty good group.
Maybe you should try enjoying the snacks. Okay, so thrill attractions. I'm going to give you your first one here. Tron is now a standby ride.
So I was going to throw Tron to you because you've experienced it in a way I haven't, which is in the standby line.
Right.
I've never experienced it. I've only experienced it as a virtual queue or as a, what are we calling it now? We're calling it a
lightning lane single pass.
Lightning lane single pass.
Yes.
Instead of individual lightning lane.
Yes. So I was there, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago? Something like that, I guess a week and a half ago. And yes, Tron is now standby. And I was kind of on the bandwagon of you of like, don't take away the virtual queue. I love it. I love it. We were at the end of the day and we'd paid for Tron ahead of time. And I knew that you had to pay ahead of time because those fill up. So I had 7 days in advance because we were on property. I got that. And at the end of the day, we had done the fireworks. The park was still open for like another hour. So we did Big Thunder Mountain because that's fun at night, even though we'd already ridden it. I had lightning lanes for Jungle Cruise and like Aladdin or something. You know, I was like, well, I've got these lightning lanes so we can go and still do more. But we were at Big Thunder Mountain and I was thinking about it and I was like, Tron is literally across the way. And all we have to do is get in line before the park closes and we could do it again. And I was asking the ladies I was with, I was like, do y'all want to go to Jungle Cruise or you want to do Tron? And they both were like, Tron. So it was just so cool to have that freedom to just go do it. I think it said the wait was 50, which we were like, we don't care. It was the end of our second day. It was our last day of the trip. So 50 minutes was no big deal. It ended up only being 30, which... That's the thing. They notoriously inflate the times, especially at nighttime, to detract. They're like, just go home. Like, we don't want you to stay. So 50 minutes, that didn't bother me. And I think this is a very long answer. If it's not hot and if it's not sunny, I could probably 75 minutes easily. No problem waiting that line. That's my long answer.
Yeah, I think that's a fair answer. I do think those last two points that you made are really important to consider.
Yeah.
If that line is going to be, and again, look, so fact checker can tell me I'm wrong, but if that line's going to be 75, 90 minutes or in that ballpark, I feel pretty confident that you're going to be outside for a portion of that queue. And I've done that in the virtual queue before where you have to start outside and it goes a little bit slower. And that can be brutal in the Florida sun and the Florida heat. So that's something to keep in mind. Would I wait 90 minutes for 30 second long Tron? It's really 60 seconds, I guess, but no, I probably wouldn't wait 90 minutes for it.
Wow.
I probably wouldn't do that. Why? Because I know later on it'll only be like 30 minutes.
Well, okay.
But I'd wait 30 minutes. I'd wait 45 minutes. But I think in general, you'll find with me, there's not a lot that I'll be willing to wait an hour or more.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there anyone on that list?
There really isn't. Yeah. And the reason why is because I know that I'll be able to get it when it's not that long if I manage things the right way.
Okay, well, what's the cap then?
What's the cap?
If you're with a group and, you know... You're like, hey, let's do Tron. And it says this number.
Here's the thing about being with a group. You don't always get your way.
Oh, boy. Okay, maybe don't put that element into it. What is your cap?
Good. No, but this is a great example. Yeah. This is a great example because I was with a group and they wanted to do Rise of the Resistance, right? And for the record, I remain firmly in the virtual queue camp. I think what's cool about a standby is that you can go on it multiple times. But I don't like taking away the virtual queue. I wish the virtual queue was just still there.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like for them to figure out how to do all three. Let me put it that way. That would be hard to do, but so they wanted to go on Rise of the Resistance. It was posted like, I think it was posted 75 minutes or whatever, and they're like, oh, that's fine. That's a good time. And I'm like, no, let's come back at the end of the day when we can basically walk on.
Is that because it's not a thrill ride, though?
No, it's because I don't want to wait 75 minutes.
Okay.
And because that ride, too, is notoriously unpredictable for its reliability.
Okay, so going back to Tron, what's the max number?
60.
60, okay.
Yeah, 60. 60 would be the max. And I would probably be slightly grumpy about it just because I'm like, I'm missing out on other stuff.
Well, that's a mindset. That's a choice.
No, I am missing out on other stuff. You know, if that's 60, I could be going and I could be doing a whole lot of other things. There's a lot of other attractions out there.
Do you like how my life coaching skill just came right in there?
You could, yeah. And then I fact checked you on it. And then, because I go ride Pirates twice in 60 minutes, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, so I guess, did you give me Tron or did I give you Tron? I
think we gave each other Tron.
Okay. Well, let's stay at Magic Kingdom. Peter Pan, 30 minutes.
No. Because it won't be 30 minutes.
Okay, let's say it's really 30 minutes.
No, I don't like the ride well enough to wait 30 minutes for it, period.
All right, you give me one now.
Not a bad ride, not a bad attraction, but not worth 30 minutes.
Okay.
Would you do Peter Pan for 30 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
It was broken the most of the time we were there, and I was kind of a little bit concerned that it was broken because I was like, all the people that could be standing in this line
That's the thing.
Are now around the rest of the park.
So, you know, important thing about Peter Pan, rarely is it only 30 minutes, typically 45 plus all day long.
It's really indoors, though, mostly in the shade, and it's got a cute queue. So
it's in the shade, but those rows are pretty small and narrow.
Okay. So I'm giving you another.
People on top of each other.
Well, you're thinking of at Disneyland. That's really tight.
Yeah, that was really tight.
Of a close queue, when we did Three Caballeros at Epcot this last time, I really did feel like I was in the queue at Disneyland. Like, it was like, it is so narrow and tight there. And anyway,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was telling my friends that I was with, I'm like, Disney's come a long way with most of their queues. Most of them are not this boring, you know, metal weaving back and forth really tight spaces.
Well, what's funny about that Three Caballeros queue is that usually it's a walk-on ride.
Right.
And they make you weave through the whole thing anyways. You're going up and down and up and down this really narrow, narrow railed pathway so you can finally get to the spot so that the three of you together in line, they could say, how many in your party?
Yeah.
Oh, there's just one. I'm by myself.
Listen, they're just doing their job.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Okay, so why don't you tell us about let's do this. Let's go over to Frontierland.
Okay. I love Frontierland.
Yeah,
and they're about to destroy it.
They're about to absolutely ruin it. Let's talk about the BTM, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Are you gonna give me a time or am I supposed to just pick a time?
So Big Thunder Mountain. The longest wait time I've ever seen for Big Thunder Mountain was 90 minutes. Wow. Would you wait 90 minutes for Big Thunder Mountain?
No, I wouldn't wait 90, but I would 60. It's a long enough ride. It's fun. I love that area of the park. At least now there's that pretty water to look at.
If it's 60, I promise you, you're spending most of it outside of the building, outside of the shack.
Yeah, I would still wait 60. What about you? What's your limit?
Again, it's an attraction that I know I can get for less, but 30 is my tops there.
Okay.
I don't want to go more than 30.
I mean, that is a really fun queue. There's things to do, like especially once you get in the building.
That's the interesting thing about it. There are interesting things to do, fun things to do in the queue. Most of them are working again. Most of them.
Yeah, they are. I was like a 12-year-old little girl.
But here's the thing. If the queue's not long, you don't get really to do any of them. right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're walking through, like, you're getting rushed by the people behind you, unless you want to just tell everyone, keep passing me so that I can blow up this stick of dynamite. It's a fun cue that almost, you know, they conceptually thought of it, the fact that you're going to be in line for a while. So it almost requires you to be there for quite a bit. 30 minutes tops for me.
Okay. Well, let's do it at Hollywood Studios. How about Rock and Roller Coaster?
Yeah.
This was discussed on your other podcast. Again, that one is not a very exciting queue. It's mostly outdoors.
I tell you what, I think the queue there actually is terrible.
Okay.
It's terrible. Because it is like 90% outside. And then the small portion that you have inside, you go through a couple of small rooms before you go to the recording studio, before you go to what they have really done very well. It looks like a back alley in East LA.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be there because you're worried something's going to come around the corner and get you.
Yeah.
Right? And it smells kind of funky.
It's like a parking garage, though, I thought. It's got that parking garage vibe.
Parking garage. I don't know, it feels like alley. An alley to me. Yeah. Feels like an alley. Anyways, there's a lot of things that go into how long you want to ride that attraction. Rock and Roller Coaster is great because it has a single rider line. And that's almost, if I don't have a, what's it called? It's called a lightning lane multi-pass. If I don't have a lightning lane multi-pass, then
people are like, they don't go to the parks. They don't even know what it's called.
I'm going to go to, well, you know, it doesn't help that they change the name every other year.
Well,
I'm going to ride the single rider line, which is unpredictable. So you don't know how long it's going to be. But the regular standby line, there would have to be absolutely nobody outside waiting in that queue to convince me to ride it. In the regular one, regardless of how long it's posted.
So it's more of where the location of the line is.
And the reason why is, for whatever reason...
He's got both hands, y'all.
Both hands are out. The reason why is...
Jeez.
I don't... You know, this is one of those ones, and you can put this in... Maybe we'll talk about this next, Toy Story Mania. But the Lightning Lane folks, like, they'll, like, send 400,000 of them through before they let two people from the regular queue go.
And you see it, right?
Consistently. You're right there and you're watching it happen when you're up there up front. And you're just standing there forever. I love that ride. It's one of my favorite roller coasters of all time. But I get, no matter how well I've managed my expectations, I get really kind of upset watching that happen. I'm like, come on, like, you got to let a few of us through.
Well, and I think, again, with the way that it's laid out, like, sometimes you don't really realize what's happening with the lightning lane. Like, they stop you in a certain spot or around a corner. You don't recognize that there are a bunch of lightning lane people passing you. That, at Rock and Roller Coaster, you're, like, looking these people in the eye, and you're like, why are you taking my spot?
Yeah, line? Yeah. I've been here for 3 days with no food and no water, and you just walked right in here.
Oh my gosh, first world problems. Okay. So yeah, you didn't give a time. It was
the queue, which is really mostly outdoors. So the queue on the outdoor side pretty much has to be completely empty if you want me to go in and wait in that. Otherwise, I'm going to ride the single rider line.
It's very thrilling though.
And I don't know how long the wait will be in single rider, but I'm not getting left behind by lightning lane people.
Okay. I guess the other thing we should, because you mentioned Toy Story, I think obviously our experience, and sometimes really negative experience, is so prominent in our mind that this is obviously swaying what we're saying. Because I've never had a bad experience with Toy Story Mania, but you did. You had like a really bad experience.
Multiple bad experiences. It wasn't one off. Like, I proved it now three times over, and it's
three
very similar.
Or two?
Three.
Okay. So anyway, every time we go there and you have like this whole, like, I'm not waiting in that line. I'm not doing it. I'm like, I haven't had any sort of experience like you have with Toy Story Mania.
It's the exact same thing. And it's another one where you get to watch all the people going in front of you. You get to that spot and you're like, you wait forever. Here's the problem with Toy Story Mania is they post a time. Is my three experiences on three separate visits spaced apart, right? So it's like, okay, at this point, I may as well buy a lottery ticket, right? I must either be the luckiest person in the world to have this happen to me this consistently, or there's something wrong with the system, which is why I won't do it anymore. But, you know, it's posted 45 minutes. We waited almost 2 hours. And we got out of that line, and it was still posted for 45 minutes. Like, nothing changed. Yeah. So something is just kind of fundamentally wrong with it. But it was the same exact thing as what you find with Rock and Roller Coaster. They let two or one party, which sometimes it's usually not bigger than like six people in a standby line, right? They'll let that group through, and then they'll let 30 or 40 Lightning Lane people through.
Yeah.
And it's just so frustrating to kind of be sitting there like, wow, like I understand and appreciate that you let the people that paid extra go through because they paid extra specifically for that purpose. I'm one of those people, okay? So yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
But we've got to find a better balance.
So all your bad experiences are the standby line, though.
Yeah. Standby line.
Okay. Do you have any ones from Hollywood?
The hard part is it's one of my favorite attractions. I've never lost in my group. I've always had the high score. So
can I just validate you and tell you how amazing you are without you needing to get this score on this ride?
No, I got to have the high score. Right. I want to win. Look, I play to win, and I do. And it's come close a couple times. It's come real close. From my own children. I thought I was going to lose to Will once. And I think we were within just like 1,000 or 1,500 points from each other. Right? It was really close, but Dad's still king.
Okay. You get a crown. It's good. Did you give me a number for
no,
for
I won't
standby?
Do it. I won't do it.
Okay.
It is literally an attraction that I have said at this point, I will not ride it without a Lightning Lane.
So for me, it's 30 minutes. That's my standby time. I like it. I don't love the ride. It would not ruin my trip if I did not do that one. But I basically go just to puff up your ego so that you can feel better about how much better your score is than me. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, why don't we go across the way there to Slinky Dog Dash?
I don't think you thought that was as funny as I did. Okay, Slinky Dog.
No, next time I have to tell everybody, hey, I want you to really play this time.
I really try, though. That's the thing. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Slinky Dog Dash. My max is 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Which means I'm probably never doing it in standby because it's never posted for that time.
I think I'm in the same spot. My issue, that's a great ride. Absolutely great attraction. One I highly recommend. Really frustrating queue. Like the queue in itself, which is cute, is frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you never really understand how far away you are.
Yeah, you get in that ride and it doesn't look like there's anyone in line.
Yep. And you will weave in directions and make shapes and all sorts of things. And there's enough walls up that you can't really tell, oh, wow, like I still have 2 miles to go in this queue, right? Yeah. Not really 2 miles, but it'll feel like that because you just feel like you're never getting closer. It's like you're Frodo and Sam and you're like, the mountain's right there.
Mordor.
We're never going to make it.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a time to insert, going back to my Tron experience, if you can wait until the end of the night, or even if you're there for the extra, you know, the early morning hours, early magic hours, whatever they called them, if you are at one of those slots where you're not competing with the Lightning Lane, then that's the golden time to do any standby line because that's what slows you down. It's not exclusively. There are other issues with some rides, but if you can get in line when it's just purely standby people that are just going through, that you can trust the wait time. Usually, actually, you really can't. They actually are usually inflated. So you can trust that it's probably even less than what it's posted. So we did the early magic hour and did Seven Dwarfs. We didn't have to pay the single pass price for that one. And I told my friends that I was with, I was like, it looks like, because we were wrapping around, we were not even in the actual queue when we got there. Because we got there probably 10 minutes after, you know, our time to get through there, through the park. And so we just didn't, it's a pleasant experience. And it's kind of that pure experience of like, oh, this is just like the natural flow of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my long, from Slinky Dog. That's my little diversion from that. So did you say your amount for that one?
Yeah, I think 45's right. I think that's fair. You know, it kind of strikes me though that we've started talking about these rides, and the premise of the show was, "Is it worth it?" And we've never really answered the question.
Do we need to relabel this?
So I guess I'm like, if I were to go back and start applying that now, like 45 minutes is Slinky Dog worth it? My answer would be yes.
Okay.
75 minutes is Slinky Dog worth it? No. That's me.
So how have we been playing it up to this point?
We've just been telling people the most we'd be willing to wait. Yeah. But we didn't really say, I mean.
I get it, yeah.
Here's the thing. Tron, would I wait 90 minutes for it? No. Is it worth it? Absolutely. Okay, so that's how this changes a little bit. You see what I'm doing there? But I could say Seven Dwarves, right? You know, 90 minutes, is it worth it? No. As much as I like
for the 30 second ride,
absolutely not. No. I just don't think it's worth it. You can do something better with your time.
Yeah,
Tron,
and basically,
Tron, though, I would have to say, yeah, I would do it.
I think the premise too is like you have one day at this park. Now, if you have multiple days at a park, I have one day
at that park. I'm never picking Peter Pan, so.
Right? Or if you had two or three. Okay.
Why don't we go over to Animal Kingdom for a second? And let's just talk about the big one. There's only really one ride, I think, to discuss there when it comes to is it worth it? And that is obviously going to be Flight of Passage.
Okay, so let's ask this question. Are we talking about like we've never, like let's go back to when we've never ridden it or for a first time?
We're trying to educate folks who are going to be there and understand, is it going to be worth the wait, right? So let's talk about our first time there, riding Flight of Passage.
Yes.
How long was the posted wait time?
We were there even early hours, and I think it was like 2 hours.
It was three, and we waited 3.5. Remember where we lined up, where the line ended?
You're prone to exaggeration.
Nope,
are you sure?
Nope, I remember exactly where we lined up.
No, I remember where we lined up, but are you sure it was 3.5 hours?
Yes.
Okay. The fact checker.
Absolutely certain.
Okay. Well, I waited in like it for about an hour till we got from Africa, the bridge in Africa.
You waited in the shortest part of the line, which was in the bridge in Africa. That's where we lined up. The line was so long. We lined up in Africa.
Yeah. And then we get to the front of the queue finally to find out that our youngest is too short.
Yeah.
So,
which pro tip, just go measure them first before you
get in line.
Wait.
Yeah. We were newbies. We were trying our best.
So the first time we did it, it was a really long wait. We had to do a rider swap. So you got to do a rider swap after your first hour long wait. And of course our child was so disappointed because he wasn't going to get to do it at all.
Yeah.
But,
so was it worth the wait?
Yeah, it was absolutely worth the wait. Right.
The
now, would
is
I
yes.
wait, would I wait 3 hours today for it? Heck no. Absolutely not. But that's because I've done it. If this was the very first time, was that worth it? Yeah, I think it was. And I would say the same thing about a Rise of the Resistance or a Tron or a Guardians of the Galaxy, which doesn't have a standby line. Thank goodness. Please don't screw that up, everybody. Leave it alone. It's perfect. But
unfortunately, Disney does not see your palm of your hand facing toward them right now.
They mess it up. They're going to see the palm of my hand.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Oh, so, you know, it's worth it. It's such an amazing technological marvel in what it can do to all of your senses.
Yeah.
Not a couple of your senses, all of your senses. Sight. Sound, touch, smell, like it's all there.
So I think right now, if I'm going to the park, I'm not waiting more than 60 minutes.
And by the way, I didn't mention taste because you don't eat anything, but the smells are so profound. Yeah, it almost connects. Feels like you could pull something out with the 3D effect and do it. I think, you know, and then you get off the ride and you go across to Satuli Canteen and you eat some food over there and you're in the whole thing. Yes. It's all one,
five
right?
senses.
But so I really do think, I think it gets all five senses. I think it's worth it. Now, these days the queue traditionally is around 65 to 75 minutes. I don't generally see it much longer than that. Sometimes it'll get up to 90, not super often anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's because there's so many other things to do in all the other parks too, that it tends to clear out. A lot of people, then it's not super new or novel anymore, but I have waited in that line in recent years for 90 plus minutes. I think it's worth it. It can be painful. And I mean that physically. You get to a point after 90 minutes in that queue, my back starts to hurt. My feet actually are hurting. I don't know why.
It's pretty much all indoors. I mean, back in the day it wasn't, but
it is mostly indoors.
So you got the cave
area.
You're
in this cave.
And then you got the part where it's like the black lights on you.
You're in the,
There might be a room before that.
That's part of the caves. But well, there's caves and then there's like black light caves.
Right,
and then you go into the lab. Then you go into like this big like hangar or something like that.
Yeah, where there's,
and then they go out and they separate you into your pods. So, but it's a long, long, long queue. There's some of it. Some of it's kind of uphill.
There's actually a bathroom in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's how long the queue is.
And
right,
a water fountain.
But I would do it. I think it's worth the wait.
So the answer is yes, but what's your time?
Like anything these days, I generally won't go over 60 minutes.
Okay.
But it, with a group or something, and last time I did that for that amount of time, I was going with people who'd never done it before. That changes the dynamics, right? You want to be there with them to see their experience.
Eat
like it's super exciting to watch people experience those things that you love so much for the first time.
So we will say that if you want to purchase the Lightning Lane, that would be not with the multi-pass. That is the one that is, you
single
have to do
pass.
Single. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could pay just to skip that line. Should we throw in there that there's the Premier Pass these days?
Oh, let's not even get into that money grab.
The crazy thing is all those people that are paying that price, it is, it's the same line. It's the same Lightning Lane line. But I am helping someone right now that wants to, I'm pricing out a VIP tour. And when you compare it to that money, like it seems like, okay, this is somewhat reasonable.
Yeah, it's a bargain almost. You know, I can just imagine folks were sitting around the boardroom, like, how do we get people to buy two tickets to go in for one person?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And they did it. Universal figured it out years ago.
Yeah,
so it's pretty much the exact same concept, you know. Buy your weight in gold and you can ride it too.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, it is. Anything else at Animal Kingdom?
No, I think that's probably it for...
Not even the safari? The safari is the essence of that park, I think.
Yeah.
I've never waited personally more than like 45 minutes maybe.
I would say to folks... No, I don't think a long line is worth it for the safari. I love the safari. I almost always do it. I'm always really smart and get a Lightning Lane for it.
Yeah.
I think you should really do that too. And the reason why, here's the main reason why. You want to talk about unpredictable attractions? Nothing's more unpredictable than a safari.
That's right.
You straight up could go out there and see nothing, right? It's possible that the animals are like, we're not coming out to show our faces today.
Or they block the road and you just have to wait.
Or you just sit and wait and you miss your next attraction or whatever it's going to be. So, no, I wouldn't wait in a super long line for that. I think you're smart if you go rope drop it, if you don't want to pay for the Lightning Lane. Or if you're smart and you get a Lightning Lane, that's what I would book at Animal Kingdom.
But I think the answer to that question, though, is yes, it's worth the wait. Like, it is, it's a pretty amazing.
No, my answer is no, it's not because it's unpredictable.
Okay.
There's no guarantee you're going to see anything.
Okay. All right.
You know, one time I went, I didn't see a hippo. How do you not see a hippo? It's enormous. It's not a huge area.
Jeez.
And I'm like, where did they go? I even asked the driver. I was like, where's the hippos at? And they're like, well, sometimes they do something else. I'm like, what do you mean they do something else? Like, do they have another home?
Okay, if we ever make a highlight reel or clips show, that has to go in it.
Where'd the hippos go?
Where'd the hippos go? They're so big.
Someone explain that to me. I didn't think that was possible.
Poor Randy. Okay, what do we have left?
Well, we haven't talked about Epcot.
Epcotters, Epcotians.
People of Epcot.
That's right. So, Frozen. Let's just start with Frozen.
Yes.
You've run with like a child in a stroller. Yeah, you held a child and ran.
I have rope dropped running to Frozen.
From the
front. Holding a child. Yeah, from the front. Roped, like I was at the front of the rope. They dropped it. I took off. Some people tried to yell at me to not do it. I kept running anyways. Carrying a child.
They're never going to let you back.
With another one like close behind, right? To get up there. And you went and did Soarin' or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think it was a height thing. I had to take kids that were taller and you had the shorter ones or something.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you know what? I was happy to do it. I think Frozen's worth it. I love that. I love the attraction. I love the queue. It can be really long sometimes, but I've never gotten off that ride without a smile.
Yeah.
So it's worth it.
Yeah. Okay. To me, it's worth the wait too. What about Guardians?
Well, yeah, I think absolutely it's worth it. Now, again, there's no standby line.
So that's true.
So you don't have anything to really compare it to. Yeah. So, you know, you do get two very different experiences in the queue, whether you're there on a lightning lane, single pass, or on the virtual queue. The virtual queue, which is kind of the regular queue, is much better in terms of presentation. There's things to learn and see and hear, and it's pretty good, and I really enjoy it. It can be long sometimes.
Yes.
It can be frustrating, too, because you're waiting sometimes for large groups of Lightning Lane folks to go through.
We've only ever waited indoors because the virtual queue
But that's the thing is the whole queue has always been completely indoors for me. It's relatively comfortable. I would be really upset if I left Epcot on any day I was there and didn't get to do Guardians.
Yeah.
I would be very upset. So I think it's absolutely worth it.
You would have been disappointed in me. I forgot when I was there to try to join the virtual queue at 1 o'clock. I had already paid. I know. I had already paid.
My whole day would have revolved around that.
I know. There was some regret that I had forgotten that, but it's that line for the virtual queue was so long that I was kind of a little bit like, you know, I'm kind of glad that I don't have the second one because this was going to take an hour.
Yeah.
Like that's how far the line was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Soarin'? Is that worth the wait to you? I'm guessing no.
No.
Yeah. Can we just talk about how long that queue is? Like you are walking and you're walking and you're walking and you're walking. It is so
You know what's interesting long. Is you keep going down.
Right.
And I'm like, how far underground are we at this point?
Yeah. True.
I feel like I'm really far underground. I'm sure you're probably not that far underground, but it feels like it.
Yeah, I never thought about that because it's just such a long walk. Okay, anything else that we need to debate over?
Spaceship Earth, 30 minutes. Worth it or not?
Worth the wait? Yes.
No.
You don't even know me, do you?
I don't know if I could do that.
I did take a...
You want to know why? Because it's a continuously loading attraction. So if you're waiting 30 minutes, it's because someone doesn't know what they're doing. Didn't happen.
I did take a page out of your book and slept. After we got to the top, you know, when you saw the stars and this is a spaceship Earth.
Oh, you slept on the way down.
I did sleep on the way down.
Yeah, that's clever.
When we had a 6 a.m. flight, I needed a little bit of a nap. So...
You know, we could name tons and tons of attractions and go through them all. Some of them are not worth it.
When you're in that nostalgic mindset, and you're like, yeah, that's worth the wait. Yeah, like, you know, I think we were pretty realistic here, but.
Yeah, I think so, too. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Why don't you chime in? Give us a like, follow, comment. We're on all the social.
Yep.
I mean, at least the one that matters, which is Instagram.
Whatever.
That's what everyone's on these days, right?
I guess. Yep, we'd love to hear your perspective, and y'all take care.
Bye.